Hello everyone, it's Sally Abbott here and I hope you have had a lovely Christmas. We are now ready with the January 2025 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. The cover shows a lovely photograph of a muddy creek meandering through the marshes of Brancaster, with the low winter sun hitting the browny yellow reeds, with boats dotted about. We have our readers, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Carolyn Wood. Emily, the editor of the print edition of the magazine, is here with her letter.
Welcome to the January issue of Norfolk magazine and Happy New Year to you all. Are you making any New Year's resolutions? Looking back at my editor's letter in the January 2024 issue of the magazine, I see that my resolution for the year was to cut down on the time I spend scrolling on my phone. As my most recent screen time report kindly let me know that in the previous week I'd spent an average time of 4 hours and 2 minutes per day on my phone, I think that's conclusive evidence that it wasn't exactly a roaring success. In my defence, the cats of Instagram have been particularly amusing this year. I might follow in the footsteps of our columnist, Nina Nanor. For the first year since she was seven, she has decided not to make any resolutions, apart from eating more chilli, which seems very sensible and exactly the sort of resolution I can get on board with. Too many resolutions are about denying yourself something, something that is especially doomed to fail in the dark days of January. So shouldn't it be about balance and resolving to do more of what you enjoy too? To make time to do those hobbies that you love but you've neglected, or to get out and explore that corner of Norfolk you've never been to. I think after the whirlwind of the Christmas festivities, when the last of the tinsel has been packed away and there are only bounties left in the bottom of the tub of celebrations, now is the perfect time to slow down and hibernate a little. The days will be short and chilly for a while yet, so it's an obvious time to take a pause. It's what nature is doing after all. Getting into the great outdoors has huge benefits for body and mind. In this issue, meet two Norfolk creatives for whom our beautiful landscape is their muse. Composer and BAFTA-nominated film producer Melissa Parmenter's latest EP, North Sea, is inspired by Norfolk's coastal villages of Holcombe, Clye, Salthouse and Brancaster. And photographer James Hutchinson uses his drone to turn the coast and countryside into aerial works of art. And you can enjoy nature right on your doorstep. The RSPB's Big Garden Bird Watch, the annual citizen science survey, which finds out how our feathered visitors are faring, returns this month. And Joe Taylor tells us how we can take part. Until next month.